there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What an exciting show we have for you today. Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor, he drops by. He had two big home runs in San Francisco on Wednesday. Talks about how much he likes that ballpark and about the Mets and how they've turned things around. We'll do that. Plus, author Molly Knight, all that and more. Let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Longtime New York Yankees play-by-play radio man John Sterling called it quits this past week. On Saturday, the Yankees honored him at Yankee Stadium, and it will be a big loss for Major League Baseball. We remember when Vin Scully retired from the Dodgers. These guys are iconic voices. And for me, this is personal because I grew up in New York listening to John Sterling on the old WMCA AM radio in New York. He had a talk show that I listened to every night when I was in the seventh or eighth grade. Who's listening to sports talk radio then? But I was, because John Sterling was that dude. He was. And on the radio doing Yankees since 1989, he was fantastic. Always creative, great pipes, so much excitement. He was a pleasure to listen to. You know what? Let's take a listen to John Sterling and some of his best work with the New York Yankees.
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod. Oh, you can bank on Chase. Headley is deadly. Oh, you're on the mark, Teixeira. Brian McCann. Oh, McCann can. Yes, McCann can. Garrett keeping up with the Joneses. Steven Drew. He serves a Drewski in the second deck and right.
Number two.
What a shame. San Francisco Giants lefty Blake Snell is having a bad season and just got put on a 15-day IL. You know, remember, after turning down more than $150 million this past offseason, he signs with the Giants. Of course, he didn't have a spring training. He came to the party late, and now he's banged up and going to be sidelined for a little bit. And this is the guy who last year won the National League Cy Young. He was special, spectacular with the Padres. It's a shame. He'll get it together. Scott Boras is his agent. A lot of their guys held out, didn't go to spring training, and got signed late. But Blake Snell, I understand why the Giants wanted him, but it would have been better had he signed earlier, been with the team, and hopefully could have stayed healthy. It's a shame because the Giants, with him and Webb in their rotation, are definitely viable when you have two studs like that at the top of your rotation. So Blake Snell sideline on the 15 day IL.
Number three.
We already knew that Mike Trout is a stud and one of the greatest players who ever played in baseball. But the problem is his team just can't seem to win. Coming into Wednesday night, Mike Trout had an MLB best 10 home runs already. We're still in April. He has 10 home runs already. There's no more Ohtani. It's not like people can pitch around him or something or have to throw him pitches because Ohtani's batting behind him. And he's still producing. When he's healthy, he's one of the best players. We know he hasn't been healthy of late. It's great that he's healthy and with the Angels. And right now, the season's not over for the Angels. Coming into Wednesday night, 10-15 on the season. So it hasn't crashed and burned totally. They're still hopefully can play closer to 500. But Mike Trout, we shouldn't be shocked by what he's doing. The guy is going to retire as one of the greatest guys who ever played this game. But off to 10 home runs here in April thus far speaks volumes about how good he is when he's healthy. Mike Trout is one of the 10 best players in baseball, without question.
It's the Gambler here, Vice President of Operations for MLBBro.com and executive producer of the MLB Bro Show podcast, The Mixtape. Every Friday, you heard that right, every Friday, we bring you the best from the world of black and brown baseball. We cover the 7.2% of melanated major leaguers from soup to nuts. But with our own cultural flair and unique voice, we'll take you on a ride, reflecting on the accomplishments, clutch moments, and contributions to culture that the bros continue to breathe into baseball. From Mookie Wilson to Mookie Betts, Dr. K to Dr. Sticks, from bro bombs to stolen bases to black aces, we're live at the ballparks and also bringing you segments like Classic Hits with David Grubb, the Black Ace Report, the Rundown, the Walk-Off, and Going Deep. Just to name a few of the segments that truly capture the voice of black baseball. If things get out of hand, is the boss, Rob Parker. He's kicking up dust. We will gladly pay you on Tuesday from an MLB Bro doubleheader today. Remember, the heart of the game lies in the diversity of the game and the spirit of black baseball that dates back to the Negro Leagues. I, the Gambler, your friendly neighborhood diamond checker, making sure that you stay on top of the game and in touch with the soul of MLB. Buckle up for a wild baseball journey, showing respect to the OGs and highlighting the new breed of melanated mound marauders, bursting through MLB's pipelines, all pitching with the sound of black baseball. We got the best starting five in the business. Listen to the MLB Bro Show podcast, The Mixtape, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Now let's welcome into the podcast Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor. Francisco, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
No doubt. Let's talk about the New York Metropolitans and what a turnaround it has been, off to an 0-5 start. Of course, people want a little overreaction, the sky's falling. What did you guys do to just keep even keel and get things turned around?
I mean, we believe in what we have, and we just got to stay the course, you know. It's one of those where you got to protect our sanity and stay within ourselves day in and day out. And yeah, it was rough at the beginning, but, you know, it's part of the process.
And baseball, I know it's a cliche, but it's a marathon, not a sprint. And you know where you have a bad week, and then you could have a great 2 weeks.
100%. It's extremely long a year. You just want to play consistent baseball all year round. You know, hopefully that puts you in a place where you are in the playoff contention.
How about for you playing in New York? It's been a number of years now. And are you enjoying it more and more? I mean, obviously you've seen this team has had some real success a couple of years ago. You guys won over 100 games. How is it playing in New York?
Man, I love it. It keeps me on my toes. It makes me better. It keeps me accountable. And it's one of those places where you got to stay with yourself day in and day out. You can't get too big or you can't get too low. Otherwise, it's going to be a long year.
And the fans, knowledgeable. They know baseball. That's what people say all the time. Do you get that feel?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely understand what's happening, and it's a fan base that's there day in and day out. There's a lot of them, and they come out and they want the best for the team. Whether we're playing good or bad, they're gonna demand the best out of all of us, which is great.
Our guest is Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor, joining us here on Inside the Parker. Long-term, looking at the team and where you are and the division, a very tough division. Obviously, the Braves are loaded. Phillies have had a lot of success in the last few years, but so have you in this team. Do you expect to be the postseason, expect to be in a hunt with these other two teams in the division?
100%. That's how it starts. You know, you got to expect yourself to be there, and you got to see yourself there before you are actually there. So 100%. I think I know we have what it takes. I know we have good players, and it's just a matter, like I said, it's just a matter of playing consistent baseball. You know, it don't matter who's on the other side, whether it's the best team in the league or the worst team in the league. At the end of the day, they're big leaguers, and we got to go out there and play the game the right way.
Coming into the series against the Dodgers, did you look at the series as a little bit of a measuring stick? Not that, you know, you can't compete with them, but we know what the Dodgers have. They're loaded. What a lineup. They spent over $1 billion on players in the offseason. Could you look at it like that as a measuring stick?
I look at it as a great opponent, a team that's going to bring their A game, and we have to bring our A game. And it's one of those games that we can't make too many mistakes because they capitalize. That's what good teams do. They capitalize on mistakes, and we knew coming in it was going to be a good series. Same thing with San Francisco, you know. We knew this road trip is going to be a big one. So we just got to stay the course, stay within ourselves, and go out there day in and day out and play the way the New York Mets play.
When we talk about the Dodgers, just the Ohtani contract, obviously for baseball players and all professional athletes, what was your initial reaction when you saw the number that he signed for $700 million? Even as a guy who's, you know, signed your own big contract, was that the number kind of mind-boggling?
It brought a big smile to my face and a big wow. You know, it don't matter how much money I've made in my career. When somebody signs a contract of $700 million, it's like, that's a big wow, you know. I was happy for him. He deserves it. He seems like he found a great home for him. I was thrilled for him. You know, it's he is the best game in our game and the best player in our game, and he deserved every bit of it.
For you, do you, as this point in your career? Are the things that you just try to work on, or is there nothing, you know what I mean, just to get better every day? Is there something like, hey, I would love to add more power, I'd like to do this, do that? Or that's not where you are, you just play every day?
I'm working on trying to be as consistent as I can. You know, I'm trying to be the best player I can be. I can run, I can throw, I can field, I can hit for power. I just got to be consistent with it, you know, and get better. The game continues to get better. I got to continue to innovate as a player because the game continues to innovate. And I'm getting older, players are getting younger, so the competition is always going to stay at a very high level from here on. So I got to go out there and just, you know, just give everything I got.
Last question. There's a lot of great ballparks in the major leagues. Obviously, you played at Dodger Stadium, the oldest park in the National League, which some people might not know, but it is. What's your favorite park to play at other than Citi Field, just as a visiting ball player?
Yeah. I love Toronto. Toronto and Seattle, I think they're great, great ballparks. And Minnesota is a beautiful ballpark, you know. It's just, I love those three parks. I mean, if we want to include Cleveland, but Cleveland was home for a bit, so I'm a little biased there. But those three ballparks I mentioned, they have great atmosphere, great atmosphere. I love playing there.
All right, Francisco Lindor, thank you so much for joining us here on Inside the Parker.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
J.R., the St. Louis Cardinals sent down starting right fielder Jordan Walker to AAA this week. The 22-year-old was struggling. Is it foul or fair to say that St. Louis made the right move by not letting Walker hit through a slump?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Jordan Walker has the talent. And how excited were we when the St. Louis Cardinals started three bros in their early 20s in Walker, shortstop Mason Wynn, and speedy outfielder Victor Scott II on opening day. While Wynn has been productive, batting .313 and fielding his position with precision, Scott was sent down after batting below 100 in 59 at-bats. Jordan Walker was a breakout star last season, beginning the season with the rookie record hitting streak and then getting sent down, coming back, and finishing off with the solid 16 home runs. Walker was batting just .155 this season, and the 6'5", 230-pound frame couldn't generate any homers. That was a part of the reason St. Louis brass sent him down last season. The Cardinals feel he should produce more power. It wasn't as big as an issue because he was hitting for average and getting on base. Now, what we thought would become a breakout season for Jordan Skywalker is becoming a sophomore slump the likes of which he's never experienced. Going down to the minors and getting his swing corrected might be the best thing. St. Louis's manager Ollie's been there 3 years and has a .500 record, so he's on the hot seat to turn this thing around. Sitting at 11-14, he has to make some drastic moves, and I guess he figured he didn't have the right time, the leeway to develop talent on the fly. Walker will be back, though. He's too good. But it's just another example of how hard the game really is and how quick your fortunes can change.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Even if pitching is in the news for all the wrong reasons lately, namely injuries, it's fun to talk about hurlers at the top of their game, and not just with gaudy strikeout numbers. Sometimes, the most satisfying outings are the ones that are the most democratic, to borrow a turn of phrase from Bull Durham. In 2012, baseball writer Jason Lucart invented a new term, the Maddox, named after the Hall of Famer Greg. The stat was any 9-inning shutout thrown in fewer than 100 pitches. On Tuesday, the Braves maxed Fried through the second Maddox of the season, blanking the Marlins on just 92 pitches in a tidy 1 hour and 54 minutes. That's already matching the number of Maddoxes in each of the last two seasons. We haven't seen more than 5 in a season since 2015, for what it's worth. If you're wondering the leaderboard on Maddoxes, since they started tracking pitches back in 1988, No surprise, Greg is the runaway leader in the category with 13. Following him are two great names for your next immaculate grid, Zane Smith and Bob Tewksbury, with 7 and 6 respectively, two pitchers who made one combined All-Star game. By the way, the third for Freed is tops among active pitchers, and the only other active pitcher with more than one is Tigers reliever Shelby Miller, both of his coming in 2015. It's a lost art that's off to a hot start in 2024.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money.
Love that money.
Rob, what's up, man? We're in the middle of the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs. Hope you're enjoying both of those. But plenty of chatter around Major League Baseball right now. And we'll look at three games over the weekend. Rays are going to be in Chicago against the White Sox, who are straight up dreadful. Friday night, first pitch is going to be at 7:40 Eastern, 4:40 Pacific on Apple TV. I'm going to take Tampa in this affair. The White Sox, it's hard to believe. They're 13, 14, 15, 17 games under 500 heading into the weekend, and that includes a 2-9 record at home. Meanwhile, Yankees and Brewers also go toe-to-toe for Milwaukee. First pitch is at 8:10 in that contest. Look at the pitching matchup in this affair. Colin Rea, 2-0 record with an ERA at 2.08. Luis Gil, 1-1, 2.75 ERA. Both these pitchers have played well so far to open up the season. I will take the under in this one will be 8.5 runs. San Francisco Giants take on the Pittsburgh Pirates in that affair from Oracle Park. Look at the pitching matchup. Not too bad either. Kyle Harrison will go up against Martin Perez. Looking at the pitcher's numbers so far, Harrison, 2-1 record, but the ERA is a little alarming. It's at 5, but again, small sample size. Perez on the other side of things, 1-1 record with the ERA at 3.45. I'm going to take the Buccos to win this one at San Francisco.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
Now let's welcome into the podcast Molly Knight, distributor of the Long Game newsletter on baseball and mental health, also author of The Best Team Money Can Buy on the 2013-2014 Los Angeles Dodgers. Molly, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Good, Rob. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. Well, it's funny. Let's just start here off of your book about the Dodgers. Yeah. And the Dodgers spent $1.1 billion in the offseason on Yamamoto and Ohtani. And obviously they're off to a really good start on the baseball season. But Molly, as you know, in baseball, the best team on paper doesn't always win. How much pressure is on the Dodgers for them to win?
Yeah, that's what my book was really about. When these new owners came in 10 years ago, they set about, I don't want to say trying to buy a championship, but the team had been bankrupt before. So they said, we're going to spend money and we're going to try to thrill our fans and build a great farm system and all that. And they've done that. And they've gotten to the playoffs every single year, but they've only won one championship. And frankly, they all see that as a failure, which I think is one of the reasons why Ohtani himself was drawn to playing with the Dodgers, because they're like, we're not we're not satisfied with this. And it's frustrating for fans. And honestly, there's a ton of pressure. I think with the money they've spent, like you said, over $1 billion they've pledged, and granted that's spread out over the next decade and then some, it's still a lot of money. And I just feel like if they don't win, at least make the World Series this year, it's going to be rough. And I don't know how safe Dave Roberts' job will be.
I'm with you. They'll be hell to pay for sure. If they don't make the World Series, they might not win it. Yeah. But they have to make it for sure. The last 2 years in the postseason have been disasters on teams where they won over 100 games both years. Yeah. Last year against the Diamondbacks, they didn't even lead in one of the games. They didn't even lead in one single game, which is unbelievable. Let's switch to the other coast, a team that did make the playoffs last year, the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
But off to a great start. And I got to admit, Juan Soto fits in the Bronx. He's embraced, you know, New York and the pressure of it and the fans. He seems to be having fun. He's off to a great start. He's playing well. Could he wind up there, Molly, like long term?
I think so. But here's another wrinkle. Juan Soto clearly needs, he's the kid who needs the disciplinarian parent. That's like what the Yankee fans are. I mean, they will ride you and boo you and all that. And some people need that kick in the butt, right? It seems like he's going to have a great year and the Yankees brass is going to be so pressured into re-signing him. But I'm like, yo, Steve Cohen with the Mets, he could make a run for him. And wouldn't that be like, we would never hear the end of it. Like Juan Soto wins the MVP, all this stuff. And then Steve Cohen outbids the Yankees and he goes there. Now, just because Cohen outbids the Yankees doesn't mean that Soto would choose it. I think the Mets outbid the Dodgers on Yamamoto, but he chose Los Angeles. I think a lot of Japanese players prefer the West Coast. Maybe he wanted to play with Otani. I don't know. But wouldn't that be something, man, if he left the Bronx and went to Queens? That would be an amazing storyline for those of us who love mess.
It certainly would be. Our guest is Molly Knight, author who's written baseball books. Molly, let's go here. The Baltimore Orioles. We talked about the Yankees and their fantastic start. The Orioles are right there, right, breathing down their necks.
Yep.
But a lot of people like the team that's constructed. Who's going to win the AL East? Is it going to be the Orioles or the Yankees?
I love the Orioles. They're so young and good, and they got all these dudes. They all look alike. They look like a set of quintuplets. Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holliday and Heston Kjerstad, whose name I'm still learning how to pronounce. They got to get some pitching, though, at the deadline. They got Corbin Burns in the offseason, which was great. I'd love to see them trade for another ace just to be able to compete in the playoffs. I'm taking them to win the division. I guess if Gerrit Cole comes back and isn't hurt, the Yankees will be much better than people thought. But I still love the Orioles. They're probably my favorite team to watch right now.
Yeah, they are a fun bunch. There's no doubt about it. Early in the season, I was on the baseball MLB Network, and I told Brian Kenny that the Astros were dead. And, of course, he got on me and said it's too early and whatnot. But coming into Thursday, 7-18, including 3-7, I'm 4-9, I should say, at home. And it's been a disaster. I mean, I know their pitching's been banged up.
Yeah.
The loss to Dusty Baker. Where are you on the Astros? They're in last place. And you got the Rangers who are struggling, you know, 500, Mariners 500. Where are you on them? Even the Oakland A's have a better record than the Astros.
Listen, I'm with you. I kind of sensed that the end was coming because they got so good. I mean, yeah, the cheating scandal, but whatever. I mean, it's important, but it's also like they built an amazing organization based on analytics. And then they even won a title that way. And then they ran their GM out, James Click. And then they were sort of like, oh, we're going to let Jeff Bagwell. Yeah, let Dusty go. And we're gonna go the completely opposite direction. And it's like, you had a winning formula and now you're going a different way. And I didn't like it. And I thought they were going to be like come back down to earth maybe in 2-3 years, but this is not good. And other teams have had devastating injuries to their rotations, the Rays and the Dodgers, and they're not, you know, playing worse ball than the Oakland A's. it's not good. And this could be the end of their, I guess it's a dynasty since they won two titles. We'll call it a run of dominance, certainly in that division. And we could be at the end, which is honestly, you were right. The rest of us were wrong about that.
Yeah. I just thought it was going to crash and burn. I know it's still April, so I'm not patting myself on the back that firmly yet, but I just didn't like what I was seeing. All right. How about CJ Abrams with the Nationals, who's had a breakout year? I think he's slugging over 600, batting average around 300. And can I say that the Nationals actually won the Juan Soto trade, since Juan Soto isn't in San Diego anymore?
You can. And they got another kid. I believe James Wood was in that trade too.
Yes.
And he's an unbelievable prospect. He's coming up. I spoke with him a couple weeks ago, and he's a really good kid, level head on his shoulders. He'll be up this year too. They're better than people thought they would be. They're still rebuilding. But I've gotten a chance to see them. I saw them when they were in Los Angeles last week. They've got some good young players, and Abrams is a stud. I mean, he's quite slight. He looks small, which I mean, looks like he wouldn't be have as much power as he does. But he's good. And that's a wonderful player to build a franchise around if he can keep it going.
Yeah. I really think that he's having a breakout year, and he looks like a really good player. Obviously got a long way to go, but for right now, he's doing tremendously. And last but not least, Ellie De La Cruz. Let's talk about him and what he's doing this year. Coming into Thursday, batting 313, got 7 home runs, and is playing tremendously. Last year, people were a little too quick. They wanted to put him in the All-Star game a month into him coming up, and obviously he went after his great start and batted 235 and struck out a ton. You remember the second half of the season. But it looks like he's made some adjustments, and that's what baseball is all about. And Molly, he's playing great for them. Where's your take on?
It was a big question mark. You're right. The strikeouts. I was wondering coming into this year if he was going to like set all time strikeout records. But he's been amazing. And honestly, like, it is just wonderful to see someone who is blessed with so many natural gifts seem to want it as much as he's blessed with those gifts. You know, sometimes those guys can get lazy because they're so good. They don't have to try as hard. And he's out there busting it down the line. Every play, this guy had a regular home run and then an inside the park home run in the same game. I mean, he is the most exciting player non-Shohei Ohtani division in all of MLB. I want to see him steal home more. It's awesome for the game that he is probably the best player in the game right now. It's early. It's April 25th, but he's incredible.
No doubt. And Molly, just to correct you, remember, it's always an inside the Rob Parker home run. Okay. Just want you to know that.
Inside the Rob Parker.
Thanks, Molly. We appreciate you. Thanks for joining us here on Inside the Parker. We'll talk to you soon.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
Reason number 355 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and better than the NFL. While those leagues still struggle with attendance, even the NFL doesn't sell out all the games and whatnot, Major League Baseball's busting at the seams. In fact, Major League Baseball on Monday announced that Saturday accounted for the largest non-opening week single-day April attendance in 8 years. Saturday's 16 games drew over 540,000 fans, the highest total since 555,000 fans attended 16 games on April 23rd, 2016. The rule changes, the young stars. I mean, all of it is working. Streaming is up. Social media interactions up. Everything is up. And especially attendance. It tells you where the game is. It tells you how healthy. And we already know Ohtani selling out every ballpark they go to. There are a lot of good teams this year. Baseball is king of the world. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.